All right. How important is Instagram to your business? Okay. I know a lot of you are wanting to build your brand or business either on Instagram, which means it's real important to your business, or Instagram is yet one another social media profile that you use to generate attention, to build authority and discussion and awareness of your brand. But how important is it to your business? Is it extremely important? I mean, what kind of importance are you attaching Instagram to your business? And then what are you doing about it? How aggressive are you with Instagram? Let's talk a little bit about this.
Welcome to Grammar School with Todd.live. The first ever Instagram live show recorded for podcast. This is the place where entrepreneurs and other professionals share with you how they crush it on Instagram and how they grow authentic relationships, build brand awareness and niche authority, and ultimately to get the sale. Without further ado, here's your host, Todd.live.
You know, you really got to think about it and kind of come up with an idea of how important is it to your business. Very important, somewhat important, not very important. You know, how important Instagram is to your business is going to dictate a lot of things. How much time you spend there, how often you post to your stories, to your feed, to IGTV, to whatever. How important is it to your business? Are you getting clients there? Are you not getting clients there? Are you wanting to get clients there, but you haven't yet? How important this is to you is going to dictate. Now, I don't think that there's any special recipe like, okay, it's very important to you, so then you need to do 5 posts a day, 5 Instagram stories a day, and an IGTV every day. No, it's not like, or, and then if it's somewhat important, then it's only 3. And 3 of this and 3 of that, maybe 1 of this. No, it's not so easy to prescribe. I think for most people, for most businesses, as long as you're posting to your newsfeed once a day and doing Instagram stories, I mean, I do think you should do IGTV. I haven't been doing a lot of IGTV myself, but, and I need to. I can't wait to just get my butt off. I'm just too busy with other things, but that's in the works. There's always something in the works when you're a digital media creator. There's always something you want to do more. In the works, I need to do more YouTube. In the works, I need to do more IGTV. In the works, there's more newsfeed video. There's always something that's being neglected. So there's no set prescription. It's what you feel comfortable doing, what you have time for in your day. Now, look, 20 years ago, I shut down a business that I had. It was a retail operation. I had 14 employees. It was a fresh market. We sold pine straw. We sold pumpkins. We sold Christmas trees. We sold everything seasonal. We sold Easter baskets. We had vegetables. We had beer. We had everything. It's a fresh market, right? Like a roadside fresh market, but with a building. And I mean, it was big. There was a lot going on in this business. There was a little mini restaurant where people could come in and get hot dogs and baked goods. And I mean, it was a great little business. But it was pre-internet. And with the internet being new, when I was in this business, I didn't know what the internet would bring. And I felt like, you know what, I need to get out of this business and go to law school. This isn't going to provide for me what I'd like it to provide for me. But if I had that business today, I'd be posting constantly. I'd probably be doing 5 or 7 posts a day to my newsfeed. I'd be doing videos and stories and IGTV all the time, promoting my business. I'd be in the camera talking to people all the time. I'd be doing deals. If you watch this, come by, you're going to get 10% off or whatever. I mean, I would be using social media and particularly Instagram like you wouldn't believe. And I know people with similar businesses like I had as far as their brick and mortar and whatnot. And they want to get the million followers and they want to get all the views and they want to get all the but then they don't want to be on the camera. But then they don't want to talk to the camera. They don't want to ever be in it. They don't want to do it, you know, often enough that it would make sense. So you've got to decide what is important to you here. What does your business need? I mean, I think a retail operation where I have fresh food coming in all the time, like, you know, at 10 o'clock in the morning, we might have a truck come in and it's got fresh tomatoes and fresh collard greens and fresh watermelons. And then, you know, a guy from, this was when I was in South Carolina. So a guy from Wadmalaw Island would come in and he'd have a truckload of cantaloupes and we cut a few open and they're tasting great. So I'd buy, you know, 200 of them. And then somebody else would come along and they've got scuppernongs or they've got figs or whatever. I mean, it was a business where people would harvest things off their land and bring it in and sell it to us. This was 20 years ago. We had people all the time that would bring in baskets of this or baskets of that that they harvested in their yard, and we'd make a deal on it and say, hey, we'll try to see what we can do. We'll sell it. And that would be video all day long. So you got to decide what your business is about, how important Instagram in particular is to your business, and what it's going to take to use Instagram effectively for your business. What is the frequency? What kind of content? Do you need to be on screen? Do you not? I mean, I think some of these questions are easy. Whether I don't give a shit what your business is. Some of these should be obvious. But you got to decide, folks. And are you, you know, if it's that important to your business, are you doing it? Are you doing it?
Thanks so much for listening to Grammar School with Todd.Live. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit www.todd.live and instagram.com/todd.live. You can get regular live show and tell bonus tutorials at my Grammar School Facebook page, facebook.com/grammarstudents. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review and subscribe. And we'll catch you next time on Grammar School with Todd.Live.